The dill pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
TGIFATSIO.
What?
Thank God it's Friday and the shutdown is over. I almost messed up on that one. Which brings us to contender number one. All the federal workers who were supposed to be happy the shutdown was over and they were returning back to work after 2 weeks with no pay, but they opted to extend their furlough till Monday. You've already had 2 weeks worth of weekends. Get back to work, you lazy bastards. Contender number two, my Washington Redskins. Tom Silver J, I don't know what the hell happened to my Washington whatevers against the Cowboys on Sunday. All I know is that they lost the one game to give us Washington fans hope so we could talk shiggity after the shutdown's over when we get back to work on Thursday. But nope, not like Sweet Brown. Ain't nobody got time to hear that Cowboy flip phone bullshiggity. Not till Monday anyway. Contender number three, O.J., who supposedly found the Lord while incarcerated. Now he wants to be a TV evangelist. Okay, O.J., we see where this is going. While you playing with inmates, you're kidnapping their snacks. You Buffalo Build-A-Bear, you're not slick. You're trying to take another stab out of a different career path as a TV evangelist to reduce your sentence so you can move out to California and join the cast of the Real Preachers of L.A. Oh, Pastor Gin and Juice, huh? Hopefully, Sybil, his heart's in the right place. If not, there's one person he has to answer to.
Yes. Yeah.
That's right. T.D. Jakes, contender number four. Anthony Weiner. Anthony Weiner, a.k.a. Carlos Danger, a.k.a. the Brett Favre of politics. Well, Mr. Tweetcher Meat said if it wasn't no internet, he would be mayor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that internet did the same shiggity to Kwame Kilpatrick and Marion Barry, too. Stop whining, Weiner. Sounds like he's still suffering from erectile dysfunction.
Erectile.
Contender number five, TLC's former manager, Pebbles. Now, Tom Silver J, TLC's new movie coming out on VH1 called Crazy Sexy Cool. Mm-hmm. And T-Boss and Chili was at a radio station the other day sharing a little bit about their manager and ex-wife of L.A. Reid, Pebbles. Well, they said they had to buy their name, TLC, from Pebbles at $1 million a letter. Can you believe this, shiggity?
Jeez.
It's a good thing that the name of that group wasn't LMFAO. Man. Now, I was going to get a Bama of the Week to Congress and the Republicans for the government shutdown, but last Friday, I had a watch party for my television debut on TV One's Love That Girl.
Yes.
Which I'm also on tonight at 9 and 9:30, back-to-back episodes.
Yes.
Shameless plug. Any whatever. I'm over my mama house, Hattie Jean Lowdown, waiting and watching with my loved ones and my sister's husband. And we waited. And we waited for my big huggy Lowdown entrance where I come in through the door and say, "What's the deal, Pickles?"
Right.
Well, I guess it took too long because my niece, Demi, we call her Dem-Dem, screams out, "Why are we watching this? He ain't on the show." Well, Demi, you are the youngest Bama of the week. You got a chance to make it up tonight, okay?